They had long eaten supper and were dozing on the soft moss at the base of the oak when a snap of wood caused them to come alert. Spriggott stood beside them with both halves of the dead twig in his paws.
Oh, oh, oh. A lesson learned is a lesson remembered, I hope. Never both go sleep together. Always have one on guard until they're sleeping. That way you two will never be sneaked up on like I just did. What's this? Tastes good.
Samkin refused the proffered flask, letting the hedgehog drink as much as he liked.
It's elderberry wine, Mr. Spriggott, made at Redwall Abbey. Keep the flask and drink it all. What did you find out there?
Spriggott caught a droning gnat neatly with a flick of his head. He chewed it reflectively.
Gnats ain't nearly good as wasps and bees. Too acid tasting. Now, where were I? Oh, aye. What did I find? Well, I'll tell you too. That were a strange scent I caught on the breeze a while back. 'Twas death. Aye, death and other things. The whiff of rats. Can't mistake that stench. Fox too. Though I can't be certain of that.
A ruler rocked back and forth, impatiently.
Brr, Master Spriggott, what did he find out in there?
No sight for you two to be looking upon, young'uns.
Spriggott took a sip of wine and smacked his lips appreciatively.
It were the stoat, but his head was chopped clear off. Most likely done with that sword you're a-seeking.
Samkin was shocked that the sword of Martin the Warrior should have been put to such a base use as murder.
No beast could use Martin's blade so foully. It's dreadful. The sword of our abbey warrior was only ever lifted to defend the right and good in fair combat. How could any beast treat it in such a wicked way?
The old hedgehog shook his head at the young squirrel's innocence.
You've a lot to learn, laddie. There's no magic in any weapon. That sword may be used for good or evil. It all depends on the creature who wields it. Come on now, sleep. We've got a full day ahead tomorrow. Rats and foxes ain't as careless about their tracks as that poor silly stoat were.
That night, Samkin's head was full of dreams. Martin the Warrior appeared, and there was the rolling hiss of great waters. Shadowy figures fought battles across the paths of his mind, great lumbering mist-shrouded creatures, badgers. The voice of the warrior echoed all around.
Courage, Samkin, courage. Follow and find my sword, for destiny lies heavy upon you. Trust Spriggott and take care of a ruler. I am with you, no matter how far you may roam. Do not lose heart. Remember the words of Spriggott. The sword may be used for good or evil by the creature who wields it.
The dawn was shrouded in a curtain of drizzle, though the thick woodlands offered fair protection. After a hasty breakfast, the three searchers set off, Spriggott leading them on a course that skirted the headless carcass of Dingai. Still following a southwest trail, they pushed on until mid-morning, when they halted in an open sward. The rain had ceased, though the sky overhead was grey with rolling clouds. Spriggott cast about.
Ho, ho, ho! Whoever is carrying yon blade couldn't resist a chop at this wild mint. I smelled it soon as we got here. Look, see the cut stems? That sword is leaving its own trail. It's as if it knows you two is following it.
Yer, a very swingable sword.
A ruler agreed.
Sharp too, her.
Two rabbits popped up from the ferns at the edge of the sward and began chattering simultaneously.
Stupid fox, stupid fox, stupid rat.
When chopping mint, you know. Oh no, oh no.
Trying to chop us by the fire they were.
Hope you haven't got any silly ideas about chopping rabbits.
Their heads bobbed up and down as they spoke. They ran two paces back, turned and ran two paces forward, all the time they were talking, alternately showing their white bobtails and scared faces. Samkin shouldered his bow to show they meant no harm. He spread his paws wide and smiled openly.
Don't fear, friends. We're not the kind of creatures who go about chopping up rabbits. I'm Samkin of Redwall. This is a ruler, and here's Spriggott the wasp-eater. We won't harm you.
The two rabbits stopped hopping about and bared their teeth in what they hoped was a fearsome grimace.
Harm us? Don't you know I'm Fangslayer?
No, you're not. I'm Fangslayer. You were Fangslayer yesterday. You can be Deatheye today.
All right. Listen here. You're talking to Deatheye now, so watch yourself, you scruffy squirrel, mouldy mole, and hairless hog.
The mouldy mole picked up a hazel twig and took an angry pace forward.
Now look at her, bunnies. You mind your manners or I'll tanny fur with a stick. So I will.
The two rabbits hugged each other and yelled aloud in panic.
Mummy! Mummy! The mole's going to beat us with a stick!
A large, fat female rabbit waddled out of the undergrowth some distance away and began berating the two rabbits.
Clarence! Clarissa! What have I told you about speaking to strange creatures? Get back to the burrow immediately.
The rabbits stamped their paws petulantly.
Oh, Mummy!
We're Fangslayer.
And Deathye, not Clarence.
And Clarissa?
She bustled over and seized them by their ears.
I'll give you Fangslayer and Deathye, you naughty bunnies. Didn't I tell you to stop inside the burrow after being chased by that horrid fox and those smelly rats?
She tweaked their ears until they yelped.
Well, didn't I?
Spriggot made a courtly, old-fashioned bow to her.
You'll excuse me, ma'am, but we won't harm you, young'uns.